चांदी के चाचा ने चांदी की चाची की चांदी रात में चांदी चौक में चांदी की चम्मच चाटी डाले चांदू के चाचा ने चांदी की चाची की चांदी रात में चांदी चौक में चांदी की चम्मच चाटी डाले।
I direct a theater project in Queens, New York for kids and teenagers who come from more than 50 different countries. Most of the kids are new English speakers. We develop scripts from playing theater games and from storytelling workshops. It's not always easy to get them to focus. 2 months before we were supposed to do a performance, I showed up for a rehearsal expecting them to have their lines memorized. Half of them were running around playing games. The other half were laying on the floor. I begged them to focus. They whined and complained. Theater was supposed to be fun, and I was ruining it. I was making them work too hard. So I laid down on the floor with them. They told me they were exhausted from speaking English. I didn't know what to do, so I asked them to show me all the verbal tricks they knew in their own languages. Songs, poems, games, tongue twisters.
The one that I used to like the most, it was like, Marinero que se fue a la mar y mar y mar para ver que podía ver y ver y ver y lo único que pudo ver y ver y ver.
Upar dekho niche dekho pao lao chakkar lagao atiya bachao bhul ban jao.
In English, sailor who went out to see what he could see, and the only thing he could see was the bottom of the sea. It makes more sense in Spanish.
This doesn't even make sense in Hungarian.
Suddenly, everyone was motivated. They were stopping me after rehearsals outside the building to sing me songs and recite more tongue twisters. Attila is 18. He comes to rehearsals with red hair 1 week and green hair the next week.
It means bearded jackal. If he chooses, he just stands. And even though this poem is short, his beard is made out of spinach.
They were just so relieved that I wasn't making them speak English.
When I talk in English, I have to use so much energy of me.
A practicing Muslim, Nargis is the most traditional of the group and the most outspoken.
In your language, you can say like anything because it's in your tongue. So you don't have to think. But when you use English words, you have to think and talk. So it's like two kind of energy using. And also when I go home and talk in my language, my teeth and my mouth, my tongue, everything gets so relaxed. It's the same way I have talked to my friends. They feel the same way. Their mouths get so tired when they speak English.
So I put the scripts aside along with my need to teach them and start out on a mission to get them to teach me as many games as they can remember.
Did anybody play these games when you were a little kid?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Numbers. All right, numbers is like, it's a game that you play, and it's a counting game. You start from one, and you go to the highest number you can. This one, two, three, four.
It's a game where when the Afghani teenagers get together, the girls, and mostly they play clapping.
Punching the person in the stomach?
No, not punching, no. Just the finger this. Right put inside the stomach. Touch the stomach.
My name is Attila. I'm from Budapest, Hungary. I already spoke English. In Hungary, for a half hour a week, I spoke to my dad in English, and now that I'm here, I speak to my mom a half hour in Hungarian once a week.
Attila was really good at the tongue twisters. He had had a lot of practice playing theater games when he was a kid in Hungary.
For example, you're a store salesman and you're selling body parts, and someone goes in the store looking for a left toenail. And the conversation would have to be the tongue twister. And if I stopped in the middle of the tongue twister, the other person in the scene would have to continue from the place where I stopped. First time my mother put me on a plane by myself from Hungary to the US, I was 6. I'm constantly leaving. I'm constantly, you know, getting used to new people, getting used to new customs. And as a kid, you know, it's fun. But now it's like, okay, it's enough.
All the game playing made it easier for the kids to share their stories of migration.
I was 2 years old when I left Afghanistan, and on that time I was war there. So we left for Pakistan, and we were in Peshawar, Pakistan for 10 years. I moved here on September 2nd, 2001, without my mom. And after a week, the September 11 happened. It was really hard for us because my mom was in Pakistan. And after that, it was getting hard for the peoples to move here in the United States because they will think that they will do something wrong.
Nargis tells me she wants to take 6 months off from high school to spend time with her ailing mother in Pakistan.
Even though I don't have a green card, I want to take a risk. Because who knows if the law will allow me to come back or not. Mom. Mother John.
Nargis writes a new poem and brings it to rehearsal. Justin, I spend another month with the kids staging and reworking all the scripts. On the night of the final show, my students perform pieces about longing,
without you, I'm blind,
memory,
mother,
friendships, the future, and home.
See the poem, mother, Jannah.
Sometimes in their own languages,
under the feet of the
sometimes in English, using the games they taught me and each other.
Southside, Richmond, O'Brien, Wood, and Sutton, Bangladesh, Colombia, India, India. Trinidad, El Salvador, Mexico.
The rules of the kids' games don't change. Navigating the rules of their lives is another story.
Mm-hmm.